Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. This morning, as I sipped from my cup, I found myself gazing, as I often do, out the window from my office into the front yard. Here we are in August, and you can see plants and flowers beginning to change for fall. The blooms of the daisies are going to seed. The mums on the porch have tiny buds that will open as the air turns just a bit cooler. With next spring a year away, I found myself speculating about expanding the plantings under the tree so it would be surrounded with ferns. I was admiring the caladiums I planted from bulbs last fall. Now the space is filled with a variety of variegated white, red, and pink leaves. A sight to behold. Behold, my new favorite word. It means to perceive through sight, see, to gaze upon. It's found in the scriptures many times. Most frequently in King James and the New American Standard. In all versions together, more than 5,000 uses to bring attention to some event. Let's look at Genesis 1:29, King James Version. Then God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed. It shall be food for you." Now just imagine a minute. God, with a loud, joyful voice, arms outstretched wide, as he gazed around, "Behold this world, this beautiful, colorful, tasty, scent-filled world I have made." My fascination with this word was triggered by a Richard Rohr devotion I read a few days ago. Beholding is more than seeing. It is experiencing the individual world more deeply and just passing by the things, the events, the people. Beholding the beauty and the gifts that make up our little corner of the world, and taking some moments to experience our place in it. Rohr says, quote, "Once we decide to stop and take some time to behold, we are available for awe and wonder, to be present in what is, not just passing by, judging things as important or not important. A much broader, much deeper, and much wider field of perception opens up, a new way of knowing and enjoying." End quote. He explains that beholding happens when we stop trying to hold, H-O-L-D, or control, and allow ourselves to be held, to become a part of. For example, I can hold my view of my front yard of plants and flowers and consider what needs to be done different next season. Or I can rest in the view, be held by the view, and become completely enchanted by something outside and beyond myself. Behold moments in ordinary lives, yours and mine. How about the moment that you realize that you are in love and you are loved? The moment a child is born, the moment you see the ocean for the first time, or like me, each time you walk to the beach and see and then take a deep breath and behold the power and beauty of the waves rolling in from an endless ocean of blue water. Behold a beautiful sunrise or sunset or rainbow curving across the sky. The rain falling on your face on a hot summer day. The first day of school for your child. The day he graduates. Behold, my child in cap and gown. The gathering of family or friends, and behold the red, sweet, juicy meat of the summer watermelon together. Behold life. Open your arms outstretched wide and behold it all, the moments of joy and laughter and love. And visualize this. Behold the rush of clean water from a just dug well in Ethiopia. Amazing. One last thing. I have found that the very ordinary mundane can be appreciated by taking a moment to behold. On the day I read about beholding, I was standing in the open kitchen, dining room, family room of my home. And strangely, I saw the space differently than I had ever before. Man, this is a warm and inviting people space. It's just what I wanted it to be. I've walked and cleaned in and out of this area hundreds of times, but I could not see. Now stay with me. If you had asked me what I thought of the room, my mind would have immediately begun to describe all the things that are wrong with it. It's cluttered with some boxes of old pictures, the hardwood floors need to be refinished, the windows need to be washed, the love seat is looking a little worn, the pillows are not colorful enough, the mantle needs painting, everything needs dusting, and on and on and on. It's like looking at the flowering front yard and only seeing the weeds and bare spaces and missing the gift of its beauty. The word behold helps me see the beauty, the gifts in my life. It helps me slow down and take time to really see. Every important hope, wish, dream I had, the God of behold has provided. A home, whichever physical home it has been over the years, love that binds George and me and the lives we have shared with our children and grandchildren, family and friends, Christmas mornings, Thanksgiving dinners, trips to get ice cream, dogs of all sizes, each breath I take. Behold my life. And yes, to the skeptics, there are the hard and painful and lonely and unfair events of life. Right now, we see so much of it in these days of 2021, and there's no way around them. We all share them. I cannot explain the suffering of the world, the hunger, the death, the cruelty that exists. I can only deal with that which I have and am experiencing. I do have a choice in how I experience it, in how I experience life. Doing what I can in the here and now where I stand, and behold all that is beautiful, kind, loving in the midst of the dark. My opinion, just what I think, the behold moments of life far overshadow the dark in the long run. regardless of where each of us stands on this earth, there are behold moments. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, it is so easy to overlook, to take for granted, to be dissatisfied with our lives, Lord. Please help us to stop, rest, and honor the behold moments in our lives. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.